أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد،
then to continue with Lum'at al-I'tiqad, the book of creed and belief compiled by the Imam Ibn Qudamah al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidahullah. Then last time we just finished the section on al-qada, on iman in al-qada wal-qadr, iman in preordainment and pre-decree. Then the Imam rahimahullah, he moves on to a new section with regard to iman itself. What is iman? So there comes a section in the Egyptian edition, it's on page 177. Faslun. Wal-Imanu qawlun bil-lisan wa amalun bil-arkan وأقدم بالجنان يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان. Section, he said, and iman is speech upon the tongue and action of the limbs and beliefs of the heart. It increases through acts of obedience, and it decreases through disobedience. So saying of the Imam Ibn Qudamah al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, that iman, true faith, iman is speech upon the tongue and action of the limbs and beliefs of the heart. It increases through acts of obedience and decreases through acts of disobedience. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said in his explanation, having finished the discussions concerning preordainment and pre-decree, the author, rahimahullah, moves on to ta'rif al-iman. He moves on to define iman, to give a ta'rif, to give a definition of iman, of true faith. He said, and iman in the lugha, in the language, and of course as usual, Shaykh al-Fawzan, as the scholars do, explains the word first and foremost, he explains the word firstly, in accordance with the Arabic language, what the word means in the Arabic language, and then he goes on to give the definition of the term in the Islamic legislation. So he said, an iman in the language is at-tasdiqu ala amrin ghaibin mukhbarin anhu ma'atiman al-mukhbir. He said, iman in the language is to believe, tasdiq, is to believe in an unseen matter which has been informed of, whilst trusting the one who informed of it. In other words, something that you haven't seen, someone comes and tells you about it, and you trust what he tells you about that. That is, in the language, described as iman, believing. And he said, it is tasdiq, believing in that, is called iman, because it is to believe and trust the one who is informing. Since he informs about something which we do not see. So we hold that he has spoken the truth and we believe him. Meaning, na'manhu, we have iman in him, meaning we trust him with regard to the report. If he is someone who is trustworthy. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, obviously all this referring to the language meaning of Iman, believing. And he said, giving an example such as someone informing you that in such and such land there is such and such thing. When you have not been to it and you have not seen it, however, you believe this person who informs and you trust him with regard to this report. This is called Iman, trusting or believing in the language. So this is the meaning of Iman in the Arabic language. Trusting or believing someone who informs you about something you haven't seen to the end, as Shaykh al-Fawzan explained it. Then he moves on to give the Islamic definition of the term Iman and says, as for Iman in the legislation, then it is haqifatun shara'iyatun. It is a reality relating to a legislation. He said, because the realities with the people of the principles are of three kinds. There are three kinds of realities. Haqifatun shara'iyatun. A reality relating to the legislation. And secondly, haqiqatun urfiyyah, a reality from that which is commonly known. And haqiqatun lughawiyyatun, a reality of the language. So he mentions with the people of principles, people of fundamentals, realities are of three kinds, and it's important, the Shaykh mentions this, rahmatullah. So we always bear this in mind, and we don't mix up these three realities. We use language definitions when it's a matter of the deen, or what the people commonly understand in their dealings and the like, and we use their definition instead of the Islamic definition and so on. No, but we understand there are three kinds of realities. A reality relating to the legislation, haqifatun shara'iyatun, a reality from the urf of the people, people's custom and practice and what they are aware of in their lives, and haqiqatun lughawiyyatun, a reality with respect to the language, something known and understood with regard to the language. He said, so the definition of Iman here is with regard to al-haqiqatu shara'iyya, the legislation, the reality with regard to the legislation. And that's what's important in this regard. Now we've heard the definition in the Arabic language. Now we need to know what's important for us is that we know what is Iman in the sense of the Islamic legislation. He said, so the definition of Iman here is with regard to the reality of the legislation, not the language reality, nor with regard to that which is known by the people commonly. He said, just like the prayer, the Salat, gives an example why it's important that we make a difference between these definitions. He said, such as the prayer, As-Salat, in the language it means Ad-Du'a. In the Arabic language, the word Salat, the word that we know and understand it for the prayer, Salat, in the Arabic language it means dua, supplication. Just supplication is called salah, prayer in the language. However, in the Shara', in the Islamic legislation, it is more than that. So making the point, in the Arabic language, the word salah, in the original language of the Arabs, the word salah just means making dua, making supplication. But in the Islamic legislation, it means more than that. It is the Salat, the prayer, which is well known, which begins with the Takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and which is concluded with the Taslim, the salutation. It is sayings and actions which begin with the takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and which are concluded with the taslim, with the salutation. This is as-salah, this is the prayer in the Islamic legislation. So that is given as another example of this matter. In the Arabic language, salah just means dua, supplication. But in the Islamic legislation, it's more than that, it's more specific than that. He said, and likewise as-siyam, fasting, and likewise as-zakat, and likewise al-hajj. All of these are words which have a meaning in the Arabic language, but in the Islamic legislation, they have a more specific meaning. He said, all of them are realities relating to the legislation. So Iman is a reality with regard and relating to the legislation. And then he goes on to define it. What is the definition of Iman in the Islamic sense, in Islamic legislation? So he said, obviously explaining what the Imam al-Qudam has already given at the start here, he said, so it is, meaning Iman, true faith, it is qawlun bil lisan, it is speech upon the tongue, and that is uttering the two shahadas, uttering the two testimonies of faith, and dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and tasbih, saying subhanallah, and tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah. So he mentions that, well, it isn't, gives examples of it. When we say that Iman is speech of the tongue, and he says, meaning what? Meaning to utter the two shahadas, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, and remembrance of Allah, and saying subhanallah, and saying la ilaha illallah, and so on, and so on. And it is اعتقاد القلب, or اعتقاد بالقلب. And it is, Iman is also, the second thing that Iman is belief with the heart, belief of the heart. Shaykh Farzan said, such that your heart is true to what your tongue says. And he mentions the third part of Iman, and it is amarun bil jawarih, and it is action. Iman is action of the body parts, meaning al-a'dha, meaning the parts of the body, such that you move the parts of the body in worship, in ibadah, and upon ta'ah, and upon obedience, and in abandoning disobedience, and withholding from sins. And all of these things are Iman. All of these are Iman, all of these three things. Then he said, so Iman is not just merely a saying of the tongue, and it is not merely a belief of the heart alone, and it is not merely an action without belief, without aqidah, without belief, and without saying. Rather, all of these three matters are necessary, each of them being connected to the rest. In other words, with the people of the Sunnah, as the Imam said, from Qadamah, that Iman is the speech of the tongue, action of the limbs, and beliefs of the heart. These three together are Iman. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan goes on to explain the phrase yazidu bit-ta'at. It increases through acts of obedience. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, whenever a person does an act of obedience, obviously an act of obedience to Allah, the Most High, whenever a person does an act of obedience, his Iman increases. And it decreases through sin. for ma'asiyah. It decreases when the person commits a sin. Whenever a sin occurs from the person, his iman is decreased. His iman is lessened. And the proof for decrease and increase is from the Qur'an. And it gives evidence for both of these two. Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, He the Most High, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, ayah 2. So he mentions here the first evidence that he quotes for proof that Iman increases and decreases. Ayah, Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, ayah 2, with the explanation, the mu'minun, the people of Iman, the believers, are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when His ayahs are recited to them, it increases them in Iman. And they place their trust in their Lord. They have reliance upon their Lord. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the ayah shows that Iman increases. When the person hears the Qur'an, his iman increases. What does it mean, the believer? When he hears the Qur'an, his iman increases. And when he is distanced from the Qur'an, his iman decreases. And he mentions further ayahs proving this point, proving that iman increases and decreases. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى. Surah Maryam, the 19th surah, ayah 76, with the explanation, and Allah increases those who are guided in guidance. And Allah increases those who are guided in guidance. And it mentions a further ayah, وَإِذَا مَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th surah, ayah 124, with the explanation, and when a surah is sent down, then from them are some who say, which of you have been increased in Iman by this? So as for those who are believers, then it increased them in Iman, and they rejoice. Shaykh Fawzan said, whenever a surah from the Quran came down, then their Iman increased in the believers. Whenever a surah came down, the believers, that iman increased. And he quotes the next ayah, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Surah At-Tawbah, the same surah, 9th surah, ayah 125. Because here he quotes the continuation of this ayah, and a further continuation after that, with the explanation, and as for those who have marad, as for those who have sickness in their hearts, Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning nifaq wa shak. Sickness, marad, he said, meaning hypocrisy, nifaq, and shak, doubt. And as a side note, this is the same explanation given by the famous Mufassir, Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari, that marad, those who have marad, sickness in their hearts, meaning hypocrisy and doubt. فَزَادَأْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. Ayah 125 of the same surah, with the explanation, then it increased them in filth on top of their filth. Shaykh Fawzan said, because they did not believe in the Qur'an, And the more the Qur'an increased, the more their doubts and misgivings increased in their hearts, and Allah's refuge is sought. So I, with regard to these hypocrites, contrary to the believers, when the eyes of the Qur'an came down, the believers increased in iman. As for the hypocrites, and the opposite, they just increased in filth on top of their filth, in hypocrisy on top of hypocrisy. As the Shaykh said, the more the Qur'an increased, then the more their doubt and misgivings increased in their hearts, and Allah's refuge is sought. He said, and from that which proves that iman increases, is his saying, He the Most High, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surah Al-Muddathir, 74th Surah, Ayah 31, with the explanation, and so that those who believe should increase in iman, and so that those given the scripture, the people of the book, and the believers should not doubt. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he explains the context of this ayah from Surah al-Muddathir, given the ayahs which came before it, or mentioned the context of those ayahs which came before it. He said, when Allah informed about the gatekeepers of hellfire, in the ayahs which came before, when Allah informed about the gatekeepers of the hellfire, and that it had 19 in charge of it, the hellfire has 19 gatekeepers, and this conformed with what occurs in the previous books, that the gatekeepers of the fire are 19 angels, then it increased their iman. In this fact, increased the believers in iman. وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Same surah, Surah Al-Muddathir, 74th surah, same ayah 31, continuation, with explanation. And so, that the people of the book and the believers should not doubt, and so that those who had sickness in their hearts and the unbelievers should say, what did Allah intend by this example? What did Allah intend by this example? Meaning the statement that there are 19 angels in charge of the fire. Shaykh Fawzan said, the unbelievers said, why does the fire have only 18 in charge of it? And why does the fire only, why has it only got 18 people in charge of it? Are the people of the fire not able to overcome them? So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions, as occurs in the books of Tafsir, what the unbelievers said when this ayah came down, that the people of the Quraysh and their like, they said this, the hellfire has only got 19 people in charge, and it's full of people, can't the people overcome them and get out of the hellfire? Is there only 19 gatekeepers? Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is what they said. Allah the Most High said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. Same surah, Surah Al-Muddathir, 74th surah, same ayah, ayah 31. With the explanation, and we did not make the guardians of the fire except angels, malaika, angels. Shaykh Fawzan said, 19, there were 19, but they were angels. And a single angel is able to overcome the whole of mankind, from the first of them to the last of them, through the power of Allah, the Perfect and Most High, in their creation and their strength, so they are not like mankind. In other words, this was nonsense that these people were saying, trying to say there's only 19 people in charge of the fire, then can't people of the fire overcome them and escape? Shaykh made it clear, from this ayah it's very clear, that there are 19, not 19 men in charge of the fire, 19 angels, and a single angel is able to overcome the whole of mankind. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the witness from the ayah, and the witness for the matter here, that iman increases and decreases, he said, the witness from the ayah is, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. With the explanation, and so that those who have iman should increase in iman. So this shows, this proves, that iman increases. So we've seen these ayahs that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions, all of them mention the increase of iman. Now he makes a point, because some people say, what about the decrease of iman? And all the ayahs mention increase, but they don't mention decrease. What's the proof that iman can decrease as well then? So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, as for nuqsan al-iman, as for decrease of iman, then as is well known, everything which can increase can also decrease. Everything which is such that it can increase, then it can decrease. So that's the first evidence. He said, and also from the evidences are those which prove this. And that would be enough itself. All these proofs that the iman increases, all these ayahs that iman increases, they would be enough as a proof that iman also decreases, because of the principle, whatever increases can decrease. But he said, also there are direct evidences which actually state this. He said, so from the evidences are those which prove this, such as the hadith, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة فأعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماتة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. Of course, the hadith of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, iman is of 70 and odd branches, so the highest of them is the saying that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And the lowest of them is removing that which is harmful from the path. And al-haya, sense of shame, is a branch of iman. In a footnote here, they mention this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, also by al-Bukhari, that's hadith number 9, and by Muslim, and by the four sunan, from a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So it's the famous hadith with regard to the branches of iman. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this proves that iman increases and decreases, and that it comprises branches which reach 70 and odd, or 60 and odd branches. And the reason that Shaykh al-Fawzan here, obviously we heard the hadith with the wording there that iman is of 70 and odd branches, where Shaykh al-Fawzan said that iman is of 60 and odd, or 70 and odd branches. And the reason for that, as people of knowledge point out, is there are other authentic narrations in Sahih also, which mention iman as being of 60 and odd branches. So the authentic narrations mention iman is 60 and odd branches, the authentic narrations mention it is 70 and odd branches. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this proves that iman increases and decreases and comprises branches which reach 70 and odd, or 60 and odd branches. Then he said, so if they are completed, if a person has all of these branches of iman, he gathers all of these, so if they are completed, if these branches are completed, then iman is perfected and completed. And if something is missed from them, then iman is decreased. And therefore he said, أَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The lowest of them is removing that which is harmful from the path. He said, so this shows that iman has a highest part and it has a lowest part. And the point that Shaykh is making here, and if a person missed out, for example, a person saw something upon the path and he didn't, but he just passed by, he would be missing out on that branch of iman. So his iman would be less than a person who had the same iman, and he also removed the harm from the path. So it's an evidence that iman can decrease as well. And he quotes a second evidence. He said, and likewise in his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi fa'in lam yastati' fabilisanihi fa'in lam yastati' fabiqalbihi wa dhalika ad'afu al-iman. He said, his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever amongst you sees an evil, then let him correct it with his hand. And if he is not able to, then with his tongue. And if he is not able to, then with his heart. And that is the weakest part of Iman. In a footnote, they mentioned reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and by Muslim, and by the four Sunan as well. Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah, from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. The famous hadith with regard to correcting an evil. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this proves that Iman can be weak and that there is Iman which is complete and Iman which is deficient and weak. So rejecting an evil with the heart, this is the weakest of Iman, and there is not beyond it any Iman. So the person who does not reject it with his heart, then he is not a mu'min, he is not a believer. So this proves that Iman becomes strong and it can become weak and it can pass away altogether. As occurs in one narration, وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خِرْدًا. In one version of this same hadith, with regard to correcting evil, that after mentioning that was the weakest of Iman, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and there is not beyond that any Iman, even to the extent of a mustard seed. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this is a proof that Iman can decrease and become the very weakest thing. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes another evidence. He said, and from it, and from the evidences, or from the proof for that, is his saying, he the Most High, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 167. And as a side point on this ayah, as people of Tafsir, like At-Tabari and others, they mention this ayah, is in the context of the Battle of Uhud. Like other ayahs in Surah Ali Imran, it's with regard to the context of the Battle of Uhud and what the hypocrites did at the Battle of Uhud. And with regard to the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, as Al-Tabari mentions, and occurs in the books of Tariq, that when the believers went to fight at the Battle of Uhud, the hypocrites went along with them under Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. When they got towards the battlefield, the hypocrites left. They deserted. And they came back to Medina. And they deserted and left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and fight with his companions on their own. And they deserted them. So this ayah, as Al-Tabari mentions, is in the context of that, with regard to the head of the hypocrites and his people, the hypocrites. So the ayah with the explanation, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. With the explanation, on that day they were closer to unbelief than they were to Iman, to true faith. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, Iman became so weak in their hearts, and that became so serious in their hearts, that they became closer to kufr, they became closer to unbelief. So there did not remain except a slight amount. There did not remain except a slight amount. So this shows that Iman can become weak to such an extent it becomes very close to kufr, to unbelief. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes The next evidence that we'll quote is the last thing today, inshaAllah. He said, and likewise in the hadith of al-shafa'ah, likewise in the hadith of intercession. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَقُولُ أَخْرِجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى مِثْقَالٍ حبة من خردل من إيمان من الإيمان. Hadith of intercession, that Allah, the Majestic and Most High, will say on the day of resurrection, take out from the fire whoever has the slightest mustard grain, the slightest mustard seed of Iman in his heart. Allah, the Majestic and Most High, will say on the day of resurrection, take out from the fire whoever has in his heart the slightest grain to the amount of a mustard seed of Iman. In a footnote they mention, this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, also by Al-Bukhari as hadith number 22, and Muslim, again from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the famous hadith of Shafa'ah, intercession. Again, this is a proof that Iman decreases. Shaykh Fawzan said, so it shows that Iman can become weak until it becomes just like a mustard seed, and that is the smallest thing. So Iman can become weak until it becomes like a mustard seed in the heart. And it will necessitate for its person that he will exit from the fire on the day of resurrection. I mean, even if the person's Iman was so weak that it's just all that remains is just like a mustard seed of Iman in him. He said, then still that his Iman would necessitate for the person that he would exit from the fire on the day of resurrection. So this shows the virtue of Iman, and that even if it becomes very weak, then still its person will not remain forever in the fire. So this shows that Iman can become weak to this extent. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And Shaykh Al-Fawzan continues explanation of this point. He brings obviously a long explanation of this initial phrase, and he goes on to give a refutation of some of those who deviated with regard to the definition of Iman. Some of those people of deviation who disagreed about what Iman is, and some of those who disagreed that Iman increases and decreases. And just as a side point, just to stress the importance of learning what the Imam quoted here, obviously with regard to the last point, Iman in pre-decree, Al-Qadr, Shaykh Fawzan and Shaykh Uthaymeen and other scholars mentioned, what's important with regard to pre-decree is that we understand the four levels of pre-decree. The level of Allah's knowledge, the level of writing, the level of mashi'ah, wish and will, and the level of khalq, creation, that we understand those four levels with regard to pre-decree. And likewise, with regard to Iman, it's very important that we learn and we understand these five matters with regard to Iman. These five matters, which are a summary of the belief of the people of the Sunnah with regard to Iman, that Iman is speech of the tongue, action of the limbs, and beliefs of the heart. It increases through acts of obedience, and it decreases through acts of disobedience. These five matters are very important that we know and understand them and learn with regard to what is Iman. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification? With regard to something that we had last week with regard, we had the matter of the Qadariya, those who deviate with regard to the matter of Qadr, pre-decree. And we had that on the one extreme there are the Qadariya, those who are deniers of pre-decree, and we have at the other extreme the Jabariya, those who are deniers of people's free will, and they say that people are forced to do what they do. So with regard to the first group, the Qadariya, we had from the Sheikh Salih ibn Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, that he mentioned each of these two groups have an extreme element, one party which is extremely extreme, and one part which is not so extreme. So from the Qadariya, he said, there are Qadariya who are ghulat, extremists, Qadariya. He said, and they were the ones who denied al-ilm, they denied Allah's pre-knowledge of affairs. And they are a sect, as a sect, they have disappeared. Their ideas might be here and there, might be or might not, but as a sect, this extreme sect of the Qadariya has disappeared. And they are the ones, he said, about whom the Imams of the Salaf said, نَادِرُ الْقَدَرِيَّ بِالْعِلْمِ فَهُمْ إِنْ أَقَرُّوا بِهِ خُسِمُوا وَإِنْ أَنْكَرُوهُ كَفَرُوا. That's from the Imams from the Salaf, if I recall correctly, like Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. They said, debate with the Qadariya, for the people of knowledge who are going to debate with these people, debate with them, debate with the Qadariya upon the basis of al-ilm, of knowledge. Regard to Allah's knowledge, establish the evidences of Allah's knowledge, Allah's perfect knowledge of whatever was and whatever will be. So he said, the Imams of the Salaf said, debate with the Qadariya based upon the matter of knowledge. So if they affirm it, they've been defeated in argument. Whatever argument they've got left besides that is easier to get rid of. So if they agree with Allah's pre-knowledge, everything else is easier. Allah knew everything, then what, he didn't write it down? He didn't wish it. If they affirm Allah's knowledge, then the rest of the argument falls away. And if they deny it, they are unbelievers. If they deny Allah's pre-knowledge, then they're unbelievers. You can hunt on the road. With regard to the matter of the hadith of the branches of Iman, the Iman is of 70 and odd branches, the highest of them being the same La ilaha illallah, and the lowest of them being that being removing that which is harmful from the path, and Haya, true sense of shame, is a branch of Iman. Then the explainers and the people of knowledge mention that. And say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example of Iman like a tree, and they mentioned some parts of Iman are essential parts, like the first of them, the highest part, the saying La ilaha illallah. If a person doesn't have that, then he won't be a believer at all. They said, and then there are other branches, like the lowest branch there that was mentioned, removing something harmful from the path. So that's described as being the lowest branch. So contrary to the saying of the Khawarij and their like, if a person missed out on a branch of Iman, not the highest branch, not something essential, a matter of perfection of Iman, like removing something harmful from the path, if a person didn't do it, for example, he walked past, he saw something, a thorny plant growing on the middle of the pathway where Muslims are going to walk past, and he just walked straight past and he didn't remove it. Or something harmful, a piece of dirt that a Muslim might tread in, and he just walked straight past. Then the people of knowledge mention, then he's missed out on that branch of Iman. In that act there, he's missed out on that branch. And somebody else who had the same Iman as him came, and then he removed it, the second person's Iman will be more complete than the first. But the first person, we don't say he's not a believer anymore, that people of knowledge just mentioned, he's missed out on one branch of Iman. So his Iman is deficient to that degree. And the more branches of a person misses out on, the more his Iman will decrease. And the more branches a person performs, the more his Iman will increase.
Yeah. is an action.
Obviously, because when it says action, it can be action. It doesn't mean just action of the limbs. Action of the limbs, or action of the heart, or action of the speech of the tongue, or any of these. Beyond that, what's left beyond that? Everything that a person does is one of those. Something, an action of the heart, or action of the tongue, or action of the limbs. Yeah. I mean, obedience to Allah the Most High, obedience to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with any all those three organs, yeah. The heart and the tongue and the hands. Yeah. Or disobedience with either. Listen, you know, that should be burned for a while.
Not
a person who does the wrath, is he mad? He's got more than a person who is in the because their actions are being done. The person who doesn't do the wrath is more. The person who doesn't do them, he's missed out on his actions of the wrath, because the wrath is less than that. A decrease with regard to that one. A decrease with regard to if he did them, what he used to do them, and if he stopped them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.